Hey, John.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Back. How's it going?
Oh, it's going. Every day is a new day, right?
Same thing.
I guess that's a good thing, right? If you have a new day every day.
Yeah.
I'm a little slow walking, so I'll get there.
Oh,
I had 4 back surgeries 2 years ago, so getting better, but it's still a process.
This time of year, do you have?
The mornings are terrible.
Cold.
Yes,
yeah,
the mornings. The first half hour,
yeah,
it's terrible.
I've heard that.
First half hour, I wonder why I didn't retire again.
right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey there.
Good morning.
Good morning. How
are you,
good morning.
Sir?
Old, tired, yeah. And grumpy, the same. Am I here?
Yes, sir.
Is the hot seat?
Right there is fine.
All right.
Okay, thank you for coming by today. I'm gonna just get right to the point. The reason we've asked you to come by today is to discuss a discrepancy that, as you know, was discovered by Rich Misbeck during an investigation regarding facilities use agreement and your use of the baseball fields for your fall baseball club, okay? And if you turn to the second page on this document that Mr. Misbeck gave you here, the last line says, the total amount due for the 2023 fall baseball season and 2022 fall baseball season is $8,709. Now in a minute, I'll let Mr. Misbeck go through and kind of detail out how he came to that amount,
okay?
And the reason that I brought you in, Coach Murphy, is to ask you what your plan is possibly to rectify that situation with the district.
I will. The money I was planning to use for the kids to buy equipment from the fall account that I normally use, I'll obviously use the rest of that, and then I'll pay the rest out of my pocket.
Okay.
Either way, I'll pay it today.
You'll pay it today?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
With 2 different credit cards, obviously.
Okay. So I'll have to...
We can walk over to Angela. She can
She's able to take payment
in full today, yes.
Okay. Would you like Mr. Misbeck to kind of go through and detail out how he came to that?
Yeah, I for sure would.
I think
would.
That would be a fair thing to do.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm going to let him go ahead and take over for a minute.
So, came to this conclusion based upon what you stated during the investigation, during the interview. If I went merely off of the postings on the ML schedule, it would have been closer to $37,000. Because as we previously discussed, it was $17,100 for last year, and then it was an additional $5,000 for this year, which would have been $22,000. But then in working with Angela McCowan, she told me that 2 fields were used at several times, so that's where it got bumped up to $37,000.
So the second field was hardly ever used ever in 2 years.
Well, I'm not gonna debate any of this with you right now. What I'm gonna tell you is how we came to the $8,709, and that is based upon the interview that was conducted with you when you said you used the fields. So if you want to go to 2023 fall baseball season on that memo right there.
I've seen it, yes.
Okay, so that's where we came up, $5,676, September 2nd. September 2nd, 2023 through November 8th, 2023. This cost is based on 1 field being used on Wednesday for varsity games and 2 fields being used on Saturdays. No costs are associated with Sundays because Ron Murphy stated they did not play any games on a Sunday, even though the ML schedule indicates otherwise. $990. This figure represents field usage during the Veterans Day baseball tournament, where payment was not received for Thursday, November 9th, 2023, and Friday, November 10th, 2023, totaling $418. This figure also represents 4 hours of field usage on the morning of Saturday, November 11th, 2023, and 4 hours on the morning of Sunday, November 12th, 2023, totaling an additional $572. The $572 was calculated at the hourly rate of $71.50 per hour.
The games on November 11th in the morning were rained out. So that even though you have that on the bracket in the schedule, we did not play that morning because it got rained out. That's when we had those terrible rains, and we moved the games to the afternoon. So in the morning, we spent all morning, me, Coach Gomez, Coach Lacombe, working on the fields, trying to get them ready for the afternoon tournament.
Okay. The $143, this figure is for 2 hours of use, $71.50 per hour, where the Rio Rancho High School baseball facility was used for the Rio Rancho Junior Rams 13U tryouts. The total amount due for the 2023 fall baseball season is $6,809. And the next breakdown was for the 2022 fall baseball season. $1,520. This is October 12th, 2022 through November 11th, 2022. This cost is based on the 2022 fall baseball schedule and Ron Murphy's admissions, where he stated the fields were used on Wednesdays and Saturdays for the baseball games. No costs are being associated with Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, or Fridays, even though these dates were reserved on the calendar. $380, this figure represents field usage for Thursday, November 10th, 2022, and Friday, November 11th, 2022, during the Veterans Day Baseball Tournament. Total amount due for the 2022 fall baseball season is $1,900. The total amount due for the 2023 fall baseball season and 2022 fall baseball season combined is $8,709.
Okay, question. Did I get billed for every Wednesday? Because we want to use the field on two Wednesdays, like...
You got billed for when you told me you played the games, and you indicated every.
No, I know that's what I said, but I only told you like two or three Wednesdays. That's what I'm asking about.
I know.
I'm just asking can I speak, please?
Yeah.
I'm just asking if I'm getting charged specifically for those Wednesdays or every Wednesday. Yeah. I know I blocked the calendar out Monday through Sunday for every day, and I've done that every year to block all these other teams from coming in and renting our facility, because we don't want nobody else out there because they don't take care of our facility. So that's why everything's blocked. So I'm just asking, am I being charged specifically for the Wednesdays I told you at our meeting? Or is this, because this says Wednesdays. It doesn't say specific
You're
Wednesdays.
You're being charged for the Wednesdays because you told me you moved games to Wednesdays according to that time frame on that schedule.
Right. When we couldn't play on Saturday, we moved it to Wednesday. So that Saturday, we didn't play. We played on Wednesday instead. So am I being charged for Wednesday and Saturday that week, or just one of the two?
Wednesdays and Saturdays is what you're being charged for, because that's when you said you played.
I did play Wednesdays and Saturdays, not every Wednesday and Saturday.
You said you moved the games to Wednesdays. You
right.
You have an email saying you moved the games.
I did, from Saturday to Wednesday. You're correct.
I know.
So if I move a game from Saturday to Wednesday, that means I'm no longer out there Saturday. That means I'm out there Wednesday. That's what I'm asking. Am I being double charged here, or am I?
No, you're being charged by what you said during the interview and what's on the ML schedule. Okay, that's what you're being charged for. Like I said, we've worked pretty diligently at doing this, and we went from $37,000 all the way down to an $8,000 figure. It was actually at $13,000 yesterday, and we worked at it again. We even took in costs from last year, which were different than this year. We figured in the lesser amount of cost last year.
Mm-hmm. I understand that, and here's my frustration. I'm going to pay the bill. I care less, like I told you, I care less about the money. All it was getting the kids playing time. My frustration is I've been doing this for 20 years. Why am I being charged now? Why has the school district allowed me to do that for 20 years?
Well, because when something comes to our attention, we have an obligation to investigate.
But the school knows I'm doing it. We're out of their facility. I mean,
who knew that you were...
I gave our schedule to Debbie Garcia, the athletic secretary.
So they knew that you were running a fall baseball club?
Yes.
And using our facilities?
Yes. I even have to tell like Sal and Vince, they would tell me, hey, you have to cancel your games on Saturday because we have a cross-country meet. All right, we'll make sure we're not playing out there this Saturday. I'll make it all the way games. We've done that for 10, 12 years. I've had to work around cross-country because, one, we worked the tournament when we had the big jamboree here. Baseball used to work it. And so every year they would tell me, hey, Murph, no fall ball games this weekend because we have a cross-country meet.
Well, all I can say is shame on them, because they had an obligation to investigate that, because, quite frankly, that was not legal.
And I'm not disagreeing with you, Coach.
Coach, you were blocking that field every single day.
Yes.
You had no right to do that.
I didn't know that.
It's not your field.
People.
It's the school district's
field. I totally agree with it. It's the school. I know it's not my field.
So at this point, what we're trying to do is we're truly trying to limit the damage to you. We're trying.
And really I appreciate that. I do.
We're trying very, very hard to make this as equitable as possible on your behalf.
I'm grateful for that.
We've brought this down from. I mean, honestly, if I went back all the years you were blocking all the days out and said, well, then I should charge you for all those days.
I agree.
We could certainly be in huge numbers, right?
So there's no doubt. If I had known this, and if I was instructed by this by my bosses, I would not have done it this way.
Well, and that's something that the superintendent is going to have to certainly take a look at, as well as the executive director of athletics, and I'm glad he's hearing this.
Well, I'm glad too. I mean, I said it in the meeting. I said there, we haven't even had a coaches meeting for this year. Yeah. I mean, you know, where's our direction every year? Every AD I've had known I run a fall ball league. They've come to my games. They've been there in our fall league. So my main frustration is nobody told me I can't do that.
Okay.
I mean, I run the league. I have 23 Metro teams in it. Cleveland plays in my league. I mean, I do this for everybody. I don't charge a penny. I run this league for everybody. You know, it's just, I don't know, that's,
okay.
I can sit here and argue all I want. I know all these times and dates are not going to, but I appreciate that what you did. Yeah. And I'll take a hit.
And we'll take care of that. And what I need to let you know right now, why don't we take care of that first?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Angela.
You want to take Mr. Coach Murphy down to Angela?
Sure.
We'll take this, and then when you guys get back, then we'll conclude our business, okay?
Actually, I'll just put it on one credit card. I can please leave all this here?
Yes, sir. We'll be here. Mr. Resham, I'll be here. And this is where I am uncomfortable with. Because he's going to bring a lot of that up. He's going to say, well, why didn't Bruce do something about this? He knew what was going on. And I'm going to tell you, Bruce knew exactly what was going on. I think Bruce had no problem with him, you know, kind of pretending like these were his fields and saying, so-and-so can rent it, so-and-so can't. The Mac can use it. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Hell, I know Gary used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Tripp did it all the time. Gary Tripp was trying to do it when he was the in Beth's position. He would pull that with the schools and say, well, you know, I really like this church. Let's just let them use it. We don't need to charge them. Come on.
Yeah, it's not.
And it's just bad practice because it's illegal. We don't own. Nobody owns these facilities. Rio Rancho Public Schools, the entity of Rio Rancho Public Schools, owns these facilities. And they belong to, you know, the state of New Mexico. I mean, it's just, you can't. Dr. Cleveland doesn't own Rio Rancho Public Schools. She oversees this, but she's the steward. She's not the owner.
Right.
This isn't a private organization.
Right.
And, you know, he could raise a stink like that in front of the board and say. So I don't know. I mean, that's something to think about.
Well, I think I do believe that there is an aura of deception on many levels here.
I think there's a lot of it that goes on with principals. I think Trent lets people use his gym that he, quote unquote, you know, like basketball teams that he likes. I think they get to use the gym. I think there's a lot of it that goes on. I don't think it's just athletics.
Yeah.
I think there's lots of principals who are like, oh, sure, you can use some classrooms or whatever, and there's no FUA. And the problem is the school district is liable for all that. And I'm surprised over the years we haven't gotten, you know.
Well, all I'm responsible for is this program under my watch.
That's right. And so I don't want you to think I'm fussing at you because
I understand.
This is certainly nothing that happened under your watch, but it is a bit of a wake-up call to say, well, I think we have to be more diligent. And part of the problem, as I keep telling people, is the more technology we get, the more communication there is, and the more transparent things become.
Sure. That's
because
a great point.
It's so easy for someone to just put it out there to the world. Hey, guess what happened to me? mm-hmm. which is probably what he'll do. And you know, but I've been doing this for 20 years and no one ever told me and blah, blah, blah. So then you've got all these people who go,
right,
wow, that's terrible.
Right.
You know, and either they're going to be supporters or detractors. It doesn't matter. It's going to be out there. And it certainly doesn't help us. The good news is then some stupid politician goes and does something and the people are on to the next thing.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Exactly. So he doesn't, if he wants to get any of his private belongings, he needs to coordinate that.
Yeah, and we can sit here and coordinate it right now, or he can...
Because, I mean, he
call
may
you later.
He just may want to leave some of it there.
Up to him.
Yeah.
And he may be, you know, like, right now, I don't want to even think about it. I'm just going to go home. Whatever.
Yeah.
He's not going to be a happy camper when I give him this letter. But I think he may feel like he was duped. But I'm going to say it in such a way to say, now, since this is an ongoing investigation.
Right.
This investigation is not complete. And there are still some questions about how this discrepancy came to pass. And because of that, the superintendent has decided that you are to be placed on paid administrative leave for the foreseeable future. And this investigation will be completed. And then the superintendent will make a decision about what will happen going forward.
Right.
And if he asks any questions, I'm just going to say I'm not at liberty to discuss either the investigation or the outcome.
Right.
Because I don't know what the outcome will be.
Right. Okay. And for the time being, you know, we will address the baseball side.
Yeah. And we'll make sure that it is well managed and the kids are well taken care of. That's your job. Well, he reacted better to this portion of the meeting than I. I didn't know how he would.
Yeah, I just feel like the specifics, like the dates and days used, I don't feel like I'm getting.
There was no way to be exact.
Right.
And so we brought it down a lot because we were at 13,000 yesterday. We were at 38,000 a couple of days ago.
Well, Mike, what about the $8,000 medical bill?
That he's going to have to deal with until someone, I think, says to us, we expect you to pay at Rio Rancho Public Schools. And then we can go to him and say, hey, we're not paying this.
Right.
You have to pay it.
So that is,
so I think right now that's kind of just out there,
sort
of in limbo a little bit. It's kind of weird.
So tonight when I speak with the parents, Coach Murphy's been placed on paid administrative leave until a time to be determined.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not going to mention investigation or anything. I'm just going to say, look, just want to make sure.
You can even just say he's on leave. You don't even have to say paid administrative leave. You can just say Coach Murphy is on leave for an undetermined amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if we don't say paid administrative leave, then it, because immediately their minds go to, oh, he must have, you know, fondled a kid or something. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Sometimes people's minds go there. So maybe just say Coach Murphy is currently on leave, because then they don't even know what that means. It could be his own personal leave.
Sure.
Just say Coach Murphy is currently on leave for an undetermined amount of time.
Nice. Okay.
We'll update you as we're able to. That way you don't even have to get into the fact that it's a personnel matter. You could, and if somebody asks, you can say, well, it's, you know, it's personal to Coach Murphy and I'm not at liberty to discuss any of the details.
people do you put on paid leave a year?
It is going up every year.
Jeez.
Not a significant number. I will say it's not. You know, we're not even in the dozens or anything like that. I would say maybe, you know, we put maybe 10 or 12, maybe 15.
That sounds reasonable. And how, the staff number is what, about 1,200?
The total staff for Rio Rancho is about 2,400.
2,400.
We have about 2,400 employees.
Okay.
So 2,400. We have a couple of hundred notices of concern put in per year.
I submitted that one this morning, by the way, on Wendy Lopez.
On Wendy,
okay.
Yeah.
It was addressed yesterday. She's serving.
We'll,
yeah.
And we'll essentially keep it for informational purposes,
yes,
just so we have it in her record.
Yes. 'Cause
there's been other issues with Wendy. And but it is, since I started doing, the first couple of years I worked in the department, I didn't do any of the discipline stuff. For about the first year and a half. But since I've started doing discipline, it has increased dramatically. People just can't seem to handle themselves professionally, personally. Mental health is definitely...
Yeah. Common sense isn't so common.
It's not. It really... but there's also an increased... propensity for people to feel entitled to a lot of things, and then to kind of do what he said. Well, nobody told me. And I'm like, no one should have to tell you a lot of the things that people, you know, a lot of things that people do. It's like, why does somebody have to tell you to do the right thing?
I don't think ignorance is a defense.
I don't think so either.
So, and what I'm most concerned with is the deception, deceiving parents, collecting money, telling them it's going to one thing when it's
because there's too many of these parents who truly felt like this was a high school team.
Oh yeah.
And so if it was one or two that just misunderstood.
Right.
But there had to be something coming out of his mouth that made them truly believe that.